I'm okay, but my cat Pippa is freaking out right outside the door. You want to talk on the radio through the door? What is that you're saying? Anyway, it's 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. So let us begin. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee of such dubious nature. And I don't know, apparently this is turning into a cat show, so let's walk out of this room and go see what this cat is doing up here. I hear you yowping. Bow, row, row, row. That was a good one. Well, bow, row, row to you too. Ooh, she walked in the kitchen. Yeah, I wonder where my cat's going. Nobody knows. What a mystery, because this never happens before. What could possibly be going on here? Oh, somebody's looking at her kitty water. Do you want fresh kitty water? No, now she's just drinking it. You're going to get fresh kitty water anyway, because I know how much you love fresh kitty water. Yes, you love it. Yes, you love nice fresh kitty water. So, we dispense some fresh kitty water. Yes, I got it. Yes, I got some fresh kitty water for your fluffy kitty ass. Brow, you want it? Do you want kitty water? She says, quit messing around and give me the damn waters. Yes, okay, that's nice. Here you go. Here's some kitty water for you. All right, the kitty water has been dispensed. Oh, yeah. All right, so now we can head back downstairs. Now let's see how long it takes for the cat to come running down here and insist on doing some more kitty business. Because somebody has the fluffiest business in business town. All right, so here I am sitting on my floor. And I'm not very happy because I didn't sleep very well. My computer's acting weird, and we didn't get the rain that we're supposed to get. There was some rumblings of thunder last night at about 2 a.m., shortly after 2 a.m., and I was excited, thinking, yeah, maybe it'll start raining. It'll rain all night and all day. I woke up today, this afternoon, quite literally, looked outside, it's bright and sunny. So I'm drinking tea. It's bright, it's sunny. It's very humid. Can't go outside. And earlier, it was almost cool enough to go outside. Almost, but it is also extraordinarily windy. It is big wind time. Big wind. And so I'm wondering if the rain is coming. So I'm going to switch over to the loathed weather channel here. And are they showing me anything? No, they're showing me live views of St. Thomas and San Juan. All right, and now Jennifer Lopez comes on the screen. Not the Jennifer Lopez who's known for getting married 55 times. But the Jennifer Lopez who is, in fact, some kind of weather prognosticator. All right, so, oh, somebody just came down. Whoa, that was about 2 minutes and 5 seconds before the cat came down. Oh, hi. Now she's walking over my legs and walking up to me. Hi. Does this mean it's time to do kitty business? I didn't think so. Yeah, because normally when we do kitty business, she has to do headbutts into my back. But now she's just walking off into the bathroom. Okay, that's nice. All right, well, all the Weather Channel is telling me is that there's some more tropical storms happening near the Caribbean or in the Caribbean? Yeah, great. I don't live anywhere near there. They're showing me the weather for the middle of the ocean where I don't live. And where I'm pretty confident no one else really lives. No, and I take that back. That might be affecting Diego Garcia. So anyway, yeah, they're telling me it's 84 degrees with 70% humidity outside. Yeah, we're not going outside. And the wind would be too noisy, and they're still not showing me any weather that pertains to me. Oh, no, they kind of are. And now they're saying that it's going to be windy for the next 3 hours, and in 4 hours, maybe it'll start raining. And then, okay, so maybe the rain's not coming until tonight. Okay, I'll take that. Because if it starts raining tonight, and it continues to rain all night, that means when I get up tomorrow, maybe it will have stopped raining. And at that point, we can go out and look for fungus. Weather's been a little bit strange here. We're having sort of a late start to autumn. Although that, I don't know if that's necessarily true so much as we're not having the early autumns that we have had for the last couple of years. Although not last year. Yeah, you know, kind of. It doesn't matter. So I gotta wait. I always want mushroom season to start earlier than it does. And the autumn mushroom season is going to start soon. I'm pretty sure it's going to start here in about 4 hours. No. What's the ground temperature like? Is the ground temperature too hot, or is the ground temperature hitting the right window? I don't know. I don't know, but I am excited about it. I can't wait to go out and look for some more mushrooms. I want to go out and I want to find some hariseums. I want to find those ones. What are those called that I never can remember the name of? And blah, blah, blah. Maybe we'll find some chocolate tube fungus. I don't think we've found any chocolate tube fungus all year so far. No, I think I do remember finding little tiny clusters of it. Nothing impressive, though. Chocolate tube fungus is one of my favorites. It's just weird. And of course, puffballs. This is when puffballs, well, certain types of, most of the puffballs that grow around here like to show up in the autumn. And of course, I've got the blue staining boletes that are in my yard, my front yard, that we need to look for. In fact, I'm kind of tempted to go outside right now and look. But instead, I think we can just walk over here to the window and look out the window. Because, yeah, we can kind of see the area where they grow. And I'm looking. And they like to grow by my mailbox, too. So right around there and over there. And I like to gesture and point at things when I'm talking on the radio so that people will know where to look. Uh-oh, speaking of knowing where to look, we gotta get back into the bathroom immediately. Guess what's happening? Well, we're getting some more wacky kitty sounds, but not as extreme as the wacky kitty sounds that we had. What, was that yesterday? Oh, yes. I like it when my cat's scatological cycle, you know, meshes up with my dubious goals committee schedule. What I'm trying to say is that I find it entertaining, and I believe everyone listening also does, when my cat can manage to poop between 1930 UTC and 2000 hours. Oh, that's my cat. Timing everything just right for our entertainment. It's been a pretty cat-heavy show today. We got a cat theme. Oh, what was that? Oh, did a little piece of poop fall off your butt? Yeah, I see it. No, don't. You don't have to cover it up. I'll get it. Okay, she's trying to cover up the little poop with some plastic bags. You don't have to do that. I can clean that up for you. I got it. Yeah, that's the problem with having a very, let me see your butt, a very long-haired cat. Sometimes little round balls of poop get stuck on their butt and they don't fall off until they leave the box. And so, look out, move your kitty butt, please. And so, yeah, my cat was just walking out of the bathroom. One of the little poops fell off of her butt right here onto the floor. And she looked a little bit surprised, turned around, noticed what happened, and she tried to cover it up. Or, you know, I should say clean it up. You know, she starts sort of trying to paw gravel over it. But there's no, you know, cat kitty litter over here, so she's just grabbing anything she can find to cover it up. She does that. She does that with her kitty barfs sometimes, too. This was a few weeks ago, last month sometime. I had to go upstairs into my closet and put on a decent shirt, you know, with a collar. I had to go somewhere and I had to look moderately presentable. And so I couldn't wear, you know, the crappy t-shirt that I'm wearing now, which is full of rips and holes. So I went upstairs to grab a shirt out of my closet. One of my two shirts that have a collar on them. And I noticed something strange. There was a shirt in the middle of the floor. A t-shirt, one of my, you know, raggedy t-shirts. I'm thinking, wait, what? Why is this here? What is going on? Uh-oh, if I lift up that shirt, am I going to find a pile of kitty barf? And so I lifted up the shirt. Sure enough, kitty barf. So I cleaned that up real quick. And I'm glad my cat is so conscientious, so helping. It's like, uh-oh, I kitty barfed. Oh, I better clean it up. And cleaning stuff up with cats means, well, you just bury it. Oh, cats. All right, time for some more tea. Ah, yeah, good. Mm-hmm. Good tea today. Oh, that reminds me, I got to make some more. But before I make more tea, maybe we need to have some green onions. Who wants green onions? I want green onions. Longtime listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will remember that I have done multiple episodes about the song Green Onions by Booker T and the MGs. And when I was a child, Green Onions was probably my favorite song. I heard it at a very young age. It was used in the soundtrack of American Graffiti, and my parents liked the movie American Graffiti. They had the soundtrack. They played it a lot. I thought most of the music was pretty annoying. But I really, really liked Green Onions by Booker T and the MGs. The greatest band ever. One of the most recorded bands of all time. Played on so many hit records, it's not even funny. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, but Tobe, I've never heard of Booker T and the MGs. That's because Booker T and the MGs was the house studio band for Stax Records. So any artist that was on Stax Records, they had the music behind them playing by Booker T and the MGs, which was Booker T. Washington and Steve Cropper, Donald Duck Dunn, and a couple of other people. And basically, the way I understand the story, they were just messing around one day. I don't know if an artist was late or failed to come in, but the studio musicians were sitting around one day just working out this riff, working up this little jam. And the next thing you know, somebody said, hey, we should record this. We should release it. What are we going to call ourselves? Well, Booker T. Washington, he's the organist, the keyboard player. So obviously you've got to name it after him. But apparently somebody had recently bought an MG, a car, you know, and I don't know. I don't remember exactly how it all works out, but so they released this one song, Green Onions. It's an instrumental as Booker T and the MGs, and it did very well. You can look these guys up. Just, you know, go to the Wikipedia page for Stax Records or Booker T and the MGs, and you will have this utterly explained to you fully in a manner which you will understand and be happy about it. Yay. So anywho, if you've ever wondered, hey, gee, I wonder if I've ever seen these guys before, probably the most high-profile thing that some of these guys did was the movie The Blues Brothers. Yeah, Booker T and the MGs was essentially the Blues Brothers band, plus a couple more guys, and Dan Aykroyd and Jim Belushi and John Belushi. I mean, you know, if you're going to have a fake band in a movie, you might as well call Steve Cropper and Duck Dunn. Oh, my God. Duck Dunn is no longer with us. I think Booker T died a few years ago. Cropper might still be alive. I can't remember now. But regardless, we're going to listen to Green Onions by Booker T and the MGs today as our musical interlude. But we're not listening to just any old version. This is not Booker T and the MGs playing it. We're going with the Luna Lee version. Oh, you know how much I love Luna Lee and everything she does on her gagayum, or however you pronounce the name of this instrument, which is essentially a Japanese koto, but it's Korean, etc., etc. This is one of those long board zithers, similar to a Chinese guzheng or a Japanese koto. This is the Korean version of it, and she's playing Green Onions. Thank you.
Very cool. Very cool stuff, Luna. I'm falling in love with this woman more and more. That was amazing. That was four tracks. That was multi-tracked. Obviously, we got the drums, and we got the three parts. We got one track doing the walking bass line, the other track doing the chords, but those weren't full chords. Those were just intervals. Awesome. And, of course, the track of her soloing over the top. Awesome. I bet you didn't know you could bust a groove with a board zither. Oh, that was amazing. Oh, that's so cool. Where is she? Is she somewhere that I can go see her perform? Or is she actually, like, somewhere in Korea? Which I guess I could go there, but it's far away and it would be inconvenient, among other things. Huh. Maybe we should look her up and... We need to... That is somebody that I would go see in concert. That is somebody I would go on tour with. I would carry all of those damn Gyeogims around. You know, she's got like four or five of them. All of which are probably tuned very interestingly. Oh. I'm very interested in people who are dedicated to musical instruments. And it's kind of rare, at least where I live, to find a woman that is dedicated to her musical instrument and has like five of them. So this person is very interesting to me, Miss Luna Lee. Anywho, what do we need? Do we need some more music? All right, so I'm going to drink a little more tea here. And I think... Good tea. I think we're going to need to listen to some more Luna Lee. I'm just fascinated with what she can do with this little board zither. I really, really want a koto. Uh-oh. What's the problem here? Thank you.
some surf koto. How cool was that? Yeah, I know, right? That was, of course, the song Pipeline, and yes, you should know that one, considering all the surf music discussions and samples that we've listened to in this show. Oh, and look, here comes Pippa. Hi, Pippa. Were you attracted by all the surfing music? Pippa wants to surf. Kitties don't surf. You want to go surfing in the bathtub? You want to take a kitty bath? Nobody wants to take a kitty bath. So yeah, so the cat's on the blanket now, turning around. Hi, you want to say hi? Do you want to say hi? You've been so much talking today, it's a good baby. Yeah, you're a good kitty. Who's so good? You're a good baby. Num, 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 numps. All right, so the cat sat down, has flopped over on her side, and is now attempting to shred my ankles. This is par for the course. We expected this. This is a natural thing that happens 3 or 4 times a day. So anyway, I'm looking at the clock and I'm realizing that we still got some more time. Does this mean we can listen to more Luna Lee? Oh, probably not, but yeah, I'm going to look for some short video songs or something. Not going to happen. All right. So anyway, what you need to know is that today's Tuesday, right? Pretty sure today's Tuesday, and that means tonight on Intergalactic Wasabi Mix, it will be 80s night. That's right. Tonight, Snowdusk will be playing 80s tunes, and he likes the synthy pop stuff, so be sure to tune in for that. That's always fun. I'm sure I'll be there. If I get back in time, I gotta do some stuff. I hope I get back in time. I actually have missed Intergalactic Wasabi Mix for the last couple days because I've been so busy. And then I don't get home until 5 minutes before the show ends. Check the Anon radio schedule and do some conversions for your local time. And tune in to Intergalactic Wasabi Mix for 80s night. Coming up in, like 5 hours? I don't know. Do the math in your head. The cat is wanting my attention. Hi, yes, I'm petting you. We are doing kitty business. Isn't this fun? You're used to me talking on the radio while we do kitty business. And what is this? Do we need to get out the brush? Is your hair gotten all knotted up? Is it time for kitty brushies? It just might be. It just might be. You, my friends, have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm also the cat bartender. That's what I'm going to do right now. Going to get some more drinks for my cat and make some lunch. So, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes?